As a Muslim, you're not the same as everybody else. You have a responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you in the Quran. One of the scariest things for me, to be honest, is to come on the Day of Judgment and then meet all of the people that I've come across. And when they get questioned, they say, "We were never told." And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come at me and say, "You think I put you in the world so that you can get money and work and just get married and have kids and babies and that's it? That's what you think you were there for?" So you see a believer in the world, taking their responsibility, acting as a properly free agent who is conscious and aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watching over their behavior and their statements. And they're acting in a righteous way, and acting in accordance with the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ saying, أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The most beloved of all people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who brings most benefit to people. And then, when you're asked about these things, not to be shy to say, this is my religion, teaches me to be like that. I mean, nowadays, you do something right, and people want to praise you for it. It's like, "Oh, thank you for being so honest, thank you for being so this." And you try to, it's like a hidden type of shirk in it. You know, I thought it was the right thing to do. So instead of this little transaction that you made that you were honest in and someone praises you for it, instead of attributing it to yourself so that you can call people to look at me, riya, just say, "Just following my religious teachings." Turn people's attention back to the religion itself, as opposed to your own self. But the activists, unfortunately, in the way that they're approaching it, the paradigm that they're operating from is not an Islamic paradigm. It's a paradigm of identity politics. Muslims today are, as a group, similar to any other group. We've racialized the religion, in a sense. So you as a believer, you're looked at in the same way as any other minority is looked at, as opposed to, this is a group of people who chose to adopt a belief system. That's what the role of the believer, that's the paradigm that you adopt as a believer, as a Muslim activist, as opposed to allying yourself with every other group, whether they are Islamically sanctioned or not, and then ignoring, blatantly oftentimes, very clear injunctions in the Quran and prohibitions, commandments and prohibitions. And then for the sake of the short-term gain that you will get for the group that you're lobbying for. The test of sincerity is if this platform is taken away from you, will you have a problem? If you're told that to save yourself, you need to stop, you need to go away from the spotlight, and you need to spend time studying, and you need to learn your religion and reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a little while, privately. Is that going to be a hard choice for you to make? If you find any hesitation in your heart, this thing has taken over your life in an unhealthy way, and it is spiritually dangerous for you, and I would say you need to step away.